You know, when you think about how rules work, you usually picture like a single rule book.
Right, like traffic laws.
Yeah, exactly. Everyone stops at a red light. But looking at the massive flow of money into the federal government between 2024 and 2026, it isn't just that half the country bought the intersection.
No, it's that they legally hired the guy who programs the traffic lights.
Exactly. And that is what we are diving into today. Welcome to the Deep Dive. We're mapping out this unprecedented integration of private capital into federal policymaking. And we'll show you exactly where billions of dollars are flowing.
And how this wealth is structurally redefining government ethics. But a quick disclaimer for you listening before we get into the weeds.
Right, yeah. The sources we're unpacking today do name drop major figures from both the left and the right.
Yeah, we are absolutely not here to play referee or take sides.
No, not at all. We are just impartially reporting the facts from the source material to see how this money actually moves.
So let's look at the sheer scale of the front door money, right? Federal lobbying has blown past $4 billion annually.
$4 billion. I mean, that is just wild.
It is. And legacy heavyweights like the health sector and the U.S. Chamber of Commerce are still there, but emerging sectors are just aggressively flooding the zone right
I mean,
now.
you see it with utility companies, right? They spend over $150 million on lobbying.
Exactly. And that secured them regulations to raise consumer rates, which, research shows, disproportionately impacted marginalized communities in the Southeast.
Yeah, but the real shift is in tech. I mean, crypto PACs like Fairshake hoarded $141 million,
Right.
and AI giants like OpenAI are fundamentally changing the whole lobbying playbook. They aren't just trying to change existing rules.
No, they are preactively shaping the landscape before the rules are even written, because understaffed federal regulators often lack the deep technical expertise, to regulate emerging tech.
So they just hand them the answers.
Pretty much. These companies provide highly detailed white papers and draft legislation, and regulators who need a framework basically just copy-paste industry-drafted suggestions into actual law.
I mean, it really feels like a high-stakes corporate merger. Like, the tech industries are functionally purchasing the drafting pen for their own regulations.
Well, especially when you look at the wealth concentration. In the 2024 cycle alone, just 100 billionaire families spent $2.6 billion.
That is just an astronomical amount of money.
It really is. You've got Elon Musk pouring $291 million into Republican causes,
Right.
and then Michael Bloomberg putting $64 million toward Democrats.
So I have to ask, is this just traditional lobbying on steroids, or is this a fundamentally new transactional system we're looking at?
Well, that brings us to the back door, because
How?
campaign contributions are the loud, highly regulated front door.
Right, the stuff we can track.
Exactly. But the profound structural shift is happening through undisclosed personal favors.
Which creates a massive ethical double standard for the workforce. I mean, look at the roughly 2 million everyday federal civil servants out there.
Right, their reality is completely different.
Yeah, if you are a civil servant, you operate under this strict statutory framework. The laws are written in stone. You literally cannot take a dime from a prohibited source, like a federal contractor.
It's a hard $20 limit. There are basically no exceptions.
Right, but then you look at the highest echelons of power. I mean, our sources detail Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas accepting a previously unreported Indonesian yacht trip.
And a private jet trip from billionaire Harlan Crow, estimated at over $500,000.
Not to mention Crow purchasing real estate from Thomas.
Exactly.
Wait, hold on. In the executive branch, it says President Trump planned to accept a $400 million 13-year-old Qatari jumbo jet.
Yes, a literal flying palace.
You're telling me a $25 fruit basket could get a regular government employee fired, but a $400 million foreign jet doesn't even trigger a bribery statute? How is that legally possible?
Well, top officials operate under entirely different mechanisms. Instead of strict laws, they often use self-policing codes.
So they just don't call it a bribe.
Right. They classify a $500,000 vacation as personal hospitality from a buddy.
Wow.
Or, like with the foreign jet, they route it legally through a philanthropic entity, like a future presidential library foundation.
Oh, I see. So the mechanism shifts from direct illegal bribes to strategic, perfectly legal workarounds.
Exactly. When the top tier is funded and occasionally subsidized by the very entities they govern, the traditional boundaries of government oversight completely dissolve.
Basically, the federal government is operating under two totally disparate regimes.
That is the core tension here, yeah.
You have rigid $20 limit transparency for the regular workforce, and then this unlimited, largely unregulated shadow economy for the highest levels of power.
It really makes you rethink how governance actually works at that level.
Absolutely. So we want to leave you with this final thought. If hyper-wealthy industries are essentially funding the creation of their own oversight through dark money and massive donations, who is actually governing whom?
That is the big question.
Right. And what happens when AI gets good enough to draft these 1,000-page legislative loopholes automatically? Who will even be able to read them?
Yeah.
Keep that in mind the next time a massive tech oversight bill gets rushed through Congress.